these stories are true. No fabrication, no lies. Just the truth to the extent of our understanding. This is Childhood Hauntings. Episode 1, The Doll. This is a story of mine that I usually bring up around Halloween. When I was 5, my sister loved Barbie dolls. She still does. One Sunday, she gathered all of her dolls on the couch. She was playing with them until our parents said it was time to go to church. When we left, everything was normal. But when we got back, one of the dolls was headless. It was her Mulan doll. She cried for hours, and I was confused as to how it had happened. I was confused and nervous. It was scarier when I noticed that the head was hidden behind a doll my sister called Shaggy. That freaked me out. I don't know what freaked me out more, finding the head behind the doll, or when it happened again the next week to Cinderella. At that point, I was terrified, so I put the doll in a box, and I put it high up on a shelf in my room so it couldn't get down. Next day, the box was on the floor, and the doll was at the head of my bed. I had no pets at that point, so nothing could have knocked it down. Eventually, we sold the doll, and now it's someone else's problem, for now. Shaggy will come back. Don't know when, don't know where, he will come back. Now you're going to hear it from my sister's point of view.
Well, this is a story I haven't told many people because it was really creepy. Every Sunday morning, I go downstairs because I wake up earlier than everyone else. When I was 5, I usually took dolls down there. That was the case on this Sunday morning. I gathered all of my Barbie dolls, put them on the couch, and played with them. Then my parents told me that it was time to get ready for church. When I left, it was normal. It was like nothing was going to happen. And nothing ever did, so I wasn't worried. Well, when we came back from church, I noticed that one of my Barbie dolls was headless.
Please excuse the audio issues. We have a dog and a cat now.
Yeah, so.
And 2 parents.
Well, It was, I didn't find the head until later that day.
Cat, what do you want?
I don't know. Okay. Until later that day. But I found it behind one of my other dolls, Shaggy. Well, Mulan, which was the one that went headless, I never played with her. I threw her away. And Well, the next day, when I came back from school, I found another one of my dolls headless, Cinderella. And my brother really was freaked out. And I was crying, and it was a really big mess. My brother put Shaggy in a box and put it somewhere where I don't really remember. And eventually we sold Shaggy. I don't know what's happening to him now. Maybe he's destroyed, or maybe he's still lurking, waiting to come back and kill another one of my dolls. I don't know, or someone else's. That's all for me. Bye.
These stories are a lot creepier and scarier to the younger generations. Though there are many, many possible explanations, we do not understand. We're younger, and more things are scarier to those who are innocent and sweet.